Bank of Cardiff, this is Nick speaking.
Hi, Nick. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing okay. I was calling to find out how your program works.
Okay. Well, we actually have a lot of programs. I'm sure you saw on the mail that we had quite a few different things on there. Do you have the 16-digit reservation code?
2311-4501. 0039-2512.
2512. Okay, and the name of the business?
Saw call, SAWKAL.
And your name?
Lynette Banks Harris.
Excellent. Thank you. Are you calling from the company phone or your cell phone?
No, I'm over at a girlfriend's office. The company phone number is 804-228-1811.
I'm sorry, 804-228.
1811.
Okay. No problem. Just taking a second to load. I'll be able to go over everything in just a second here. Okay. Made the mailing address correct at 506 Ironington Road in Richmond.
That's my home address.
Oh, okay. What's the business address?
5237 Wilkinson, Wilkinson Road. Same city and zip, Richmond, Virginia, 23227.
I was in Richmond not too long ago for my cousin's wedding. I'm from Virginia myself, actually.
Oh, okay, what part?
Well, I was born in Culpeper, which you've probably never heard of.
Yes, I have. I'm from here too, so yeah, I
No
know Culpeper.
kidding.
Yeah, my dad's from Farmville.
Yeah, I was born in Culpeper, but I lived in Northern Virginia a lot, and also on the other side of the city. I grew up in Montgomery County, Maryland, and but
Henrico. What part of
yes,
Maryland?
Montgomery County, Gaithersburg.
Oh, Montgomery County. Yeah. Well, I went to University of Baltimore, so.
No kidding.
Where are you now,
Small
Nick?
world. I'm in San Diego, California.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
I was there a couple years ago for a conference, and it was marvelous.
It's the best place, right? Because they have that huge convention center downtown.
It was wonderful. We stayed at a hotel. It's a number name.
Oh, geez, I don't know.
It was like 1176 or something kind of hotel. Normally we're at the Marriott or the Hilton, but this was a
Yeah.
number. I can't remember the name of a number. And then it just happened to be when I was there, they were having the I ended up see if I could get a change my flight out because they had the gay parade there. It was awesome.
Oh, the
I
pride,
went a
yeah.
day. Yes. And I stayed an extra day. It cost me $75, but that was okay. I had a ball.
Yeah, you're in San Diego. It happens all the time. People always stay an extra day. But
Yeah, so and the
actually, I
hotel was
know
right next to a big mall. I can't think of the name of it.
downtown,
But
right?
anyway, yeah, it was downtown. You have a
I
hotel
know.
down there. It has a number name, not like Hilton or Marriott. I need you to think, Nick.
I'm trying because it's so funny. When were you down here?
This was in 2014.
They just completed the renovation of the mall area. It's amazing now. It's I don't know if they were.
Really? So I've got to come back.
It's
I'm in
it's it's.
LA quite often, hanging out with a friend of mine, but I haven't quite made it back to San Diego, but I'm going to try.
Yeah,
So
whenever you
the
can.
other thing was for the extension is that usually when you go to conferences, you go to your conference and say, "Yeah, I've been to this city," but you haven't really been to the city unless you've been to the city, touring and things like that. So we did that and Alcatraz and a couple of comedy clubs. So we had a ball.
Nice.
Yeah. So, but anyway, back to business.
Yeah, I know. I'll talk all day. All right. Let me see. Actually, I started Googling hotels downtown while we were talking. I was trying to. All right, let me get back to your file. I was so curious. I was like,
Maybe it'll come to me. I might Google while we're talking too. So.
All right, no problem. So, let me see here. Okay.
I'm working sorry, capital is what we really need, mm-hmm. as well as equipment purchase. Our company is a telephone communications company. We install phone systems in hotels.
Okay.
So we did have about 12 employees, maybe about 5 years back, but we decided to downscale, but now business is picking up, and so we've got to get these employees back in here. We've got to get them trained on new systems and things like that, so we're going to need equipment and operating capital as well.
Okay. What kind of equipment are you looking at?
We have to get each one of our guys need to have a notebook, tablet. We've got to upgrade our computers in the office. We've got to buy 2 trucks. And then I need to have equipment on site for the hotels, because I try not to have to order as I need it. It's better for me to have it already here. It saves time. So when they need a MX-500, if I already got it in stock, you know, I'll get paid within 24 to 48 hours, as opposed to having to order it, waiting 2 to 3 days to get that, and then, you know, then installing it, so, you know, the cash is more immediate.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What kind of trucks do you need?
Just the like, I don't get trucks. I try to get minivans.
Okay.
It's easier for them to be in and out of and get their equipment and things like that. So I wanted to pick up 2 minivans as well. Right now I have, like, a van that has a sliding door.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got to convert those so much, put the racks in and all that stuff. So we have 2 of those and 1 pickup truck. But I want to sell those vans and just use the minivans. We rented one a few months ago, and it was awesome. It was perfect. Exactly what we needed.
Oh, what kind of minivan was it?
It's like a Caravan. I can tell you exactly what kind it was. It was a... a Dodge sports van Caravan. The body is a sports van and the model was a Caravan. So yeah, that's what it was we had.
Okay, I gotcha. Alright, and what exactly do you, as far as the operating capital, where exactly would that go?
The operating capital would be for me to I would like to get ahead in the payroll department, as far as having funds readily available and not have to wait until, you know, I sell the equipment. So it's almost like we're not starting over, but right now it's just been kind of like the 2 of us, my dad and I, doing things. And so the payroll is really small. So to get these guys in here, you know, we're going to have some funds available for payroll, because we pay every other week.
Perfect. Okay. How much were you thinking as far as the capital?
Probably like
$25,000. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I saw here that we had sent you that offer based on your borrowing history with Strategic Funding. Do you currently have a loan with them now?
No.
Okay, perfect. When you worked with them, how much did you borrow from them?
$10,000.
What kind of term did they give you?
Let me remember. It's been a minute. We paid monthly. I think we paid $500 a month.
Okay. How many months did they give you?
I don't remember that, Nick.
No problem.
Uh-huh.
I just like to fill out the forms for the underwriting that you
gotcha.
Have. Right. And so it's just one of those things. But no problem. So I understand that sometimes you have to scale back and everything. So what did you do last year, just a ballpark number for your gross revenues?
I trying to think. Our taxes are with the CPA. As a matter of fact, the last 2 years of CPA. If I had to guess, probably about $300,000.
Okay, perfect. And so you think this year you'd be tracking to do more?
That's the plan. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Perfect. Okay. Well, I think as far as the capital, we might even be able to get you a higher approval, which is mm-hmm. great, because if when you crunch to the numbers, you know you really just need the $25,000. But if something unexpected comes up a couple months down the road, you'll know that maybe we'll get you approved for 35 or 40. You'll be able to access that additional capital.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. And we do offer concurrent funding on a vast majority of our programs, where essentially if you take the 25 up front and you have, let's say, an additional 15 in the approval or maybe 20 in the approval and something comes up within the first 90 days, we can just roll the additional capital that you need right into that loan without having to refinance anything or any more paperwork. Right. Mm-hmm. And then otherwise, we could always refinance the loan down the road or something comes up. But you'd always have access to that capital. It's just the concurrent mm-hmm. funding is really neat because it's very unique. But as far as the programs, just to give you kind of just the overhaul of the program is, essentially we can, our working capital program is unsecured. It's non-cancelable. You're protected. Mm-hmm. We can't call it in. Essentially, we do loans up to $2 million for up to 3 years. And so what we do with every business is we just approve the maximum amount and the longest term and work backwards. So what we'll be able to do is really see if we get a longer term approval, is that what's best for you? I mean, you know your business better than anybody. So maybe having the capital for 3 years makes sense, and maybe having a shorter term does, because you're getting you're so busy, maybe you don't want to carry the debt for longer since you'll be getting a return so quickly. So you'll be able to see the difference in the payments and the terms. Go everything over that. It's a great program. And
so there's no penalty for early payoff?
Not at all. Not at all.
Okay.
And as far as the equipment, that's more traditional 2 to 5 year terms. Typically that, especially with vans, most business owners with vehicles want to finance it just like they would at the dealership with the longest term. And also, we do not only 100% financing, but up to 125%. So for anything that you needed shipped, we can cover the shipping, any freight.
Okay.
So there's that too. So you have 100% financing.
It's coming from somewhere, and it's got to have the logo and all that stuff on it, and they're going to bring it. Okay, awesome.
Yeah, so it's 125% of the value to cover soft costs. And as long as the vendor, or anyone selling you any of the equipment you're looking to buy includes those costs into the invoice, we can cover it.
Okay.
So, right, we would see, let's say for, just for example, the Dodge sports van, then if you were getting them from somewhere else or having them make modifications to it, obviously we would see those as separate charges, but as long as it's 125%, gives you a lot of leeway there.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's pretty quick as far as equipment and capital. We can have your approval. Typically, it takes about 24 hours, and then the capital we could give to you very quickly. And then obviously, as far as the equipment, it would just, as soon as you have the vendors lined up and the prices negotiated, reach out to the vendors myself and get the proper invoice, so we could get it funded right away.
Okay. So what do we do from here, Nick? How do I apply and everything?
Excellent. So I'll email you our one-page application.
Okay.
And I can use the same application for both equipment and also for the capital. So I'll email you one,
Okay.
And then I'm going to request 6 months of business bank statements. I only need
Okay.
a few for the equipment, but I do need all six for the capital. So I'll generalize everything. So it'll be 6 months of business bank statements, a one-page application. And as far as your business structure, let me
Hold on,
see.
hold me 1 second.
Uh-huh.
Hello? Okay. 6 months business statements, bank statements, one-page application, and what else?
Oh, are you incorporated? Are you an LLC?
INC.
Okay, are you an S corp or a C corp? Perfect. Okay. Is I said you you mentioned your dad is helping you. Is he a partner? Okay. How much ownership does he have?
50%.
Okay.
So he'll sign off on the application as well.
Perfect. Typically for capital, we just need 50%. The best programs are a little, you know, two-thirds. But for equipment, either way, we'll definitely need 100%. And what's your father's name?
Gary, Gary. Mr. Lightfoot.
I'm sorry, Lynette.
I'm sorry.
Not a problem.
Hold on for a second.
Oh.
I gave Kathy. I thought she'd be back by then. Can you add $5 to this? Give it to complete. All right. Thank you. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No problem. And obviously your name's hyphenated. Is your dad Banks or Harris?
Banks.
Okay. And the best email address for you?
You can use banksharris3@me.com.
Banksharris3@me.com. I'll get an email off to you. I'm gonna have the application pretty much filled out from our
Okay.
conversation. So just be you know, for you and your dad to sign. And once we receive the application, you know, the bank statements, tax
Send it
returns, you can
back
get
with
started.
the I'll scan it and send it back once we sign it with the 6 month bank statements to you.
Yes, and then it'll be actually 3 pages from your most recent business tax return. I know you said the CPA has them, but what we'll need is the first
Sorry.
page of either 2014 or 15, and then the K-1 for you and your dad. You'll each have one in there to show your 50-50 ownership.
We may not be able to get those because that's what she has. We've been really
Okay.
lax with the filing our taxes.
Okay, do you have a 2013?
I'll check that too.
Okay,
I'll
it's
email.
really just for the first page is to verify. It's part of the business verification process, and then for ownership, the K-1s show the ownership. So we might be able to skate by with a 2013, but
Okay.
we'll work on it. All right, well, I'll get this email out to you, and then you also have my direct line so you can contact me right away with any questions.
Great. Thanks, Nick.
Oh,
Nice to talk.
Lynette. Wow, sorry, one last question. For your business location, do you rent or own that space?
Rent.
Okay, what's the monthly rent?
Here we have an office in another building. We pay $1,500 a month.
Okay, perfect. All right, Lynette, thanks so much. I'll be in touch real soon.
Oh, you know what? Let me give you my number. Do you have my number? No. It's 804. The number that I gave you was to the office. But if you can't reach me there, let me give you my cell number.
Okay, give me 1 second here. Let me put it there. Okay. And your cell phone?
804 512 4490.
All right, perfect. Lynette, we're all set, and I'll send this email off to you in the next 10 minutes. All right, great. Nice meeting you
Thanks,
today.
Nick.
You got it.
All right,
Bye.
bye-bye.